Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 1. God's move in man's history for the carrying out of his eternal economy. Wednesday, related verses, Zechariah 14, 3-4, and 9. Then Jehovah will go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fights in a day of battle. And his feet will stand in that day on the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives will be split at its middle, toward the east and toward the west, into a very great valley, so that half of the mountain will remove to the north and half of it to the south. 9. And Jehovah will be king over all the earth, and in that day Jehovah will be the one God, and his name the one name. Matthew 24:30. And at that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the land will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Acts 1:11. Who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you beheld him going into heaven. Romans 11:26. And thus all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the Deliverer will come out of Zion. He will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Related reading. At the end of this age, Christ will come to stand on the Mount of Olives, and will fight with the nations that besiege Jerusalem. Then Christ as Jehovah will be king over all the earth in the millennium. The Christ unveiled in Zechariah, the pierced one with whom there is the open fountain, is the centrality and universality of God's economy. As such a one, he is intimately involved with human history, in particular with the Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire especially has been helpful to Christ. Christ was born under the Roman Empire. He grew up, carried out his ministry, was crucified, resurrected, and ascended under the Roman Empire. Christ's death for the accomplishment of God's eternal redemption was consummated under the Roman Empire. The formation of the church and the preaching of the gospel also took place under the Roman Empire. Surely the Roman Empire, whose influence in law and culture continues today, has been used by God to fulfill his intention to make Christ the centrality and universality of his economy. During the Great Tribulation, Israel will be trampled underfoot by Antichrist and his army. Furthermore, the principal calamities of the Great Tribulation will occur in that land. At the end, Antichrist will kill many of the Jews and will besiege them on the Mount of Olives. However, at the very moment of peril, Christ will come on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and all Israel will look upon the one whom they have pierced, and they will wail over him and repent. Then Christ will descend onto the Mount of Olives to save Israel. After Christ judges the nations, he will send his angels with a loud trumpet, and they will gather together from the four winds all the children of Israel to the good land, which he promised to Abraham. That will be the time of the restoration of the nation of Israel, and it will usher in the restoration of all things. At that point, the kingdom age will begin. In Zechariah 12-14, we see Christ in his second coming. In his coming back, He will be the king not only over Israel, but also over all the peoples on earth. He will reign over the entire earth, and all the peoples of the earth will go up to Jerusalem from year to year to worship the King, Jehovah of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. People will dwell in Jerusalem, and there will be no more curse, for Jerusalem will dwell securely. Instead of curse, there will be blessing with security. Everyone left from all the nations that went forth against Jerusalem will go up from year to year to worship the King, Jehovah of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Whoever does not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, Jehovah of hosts, upon them there will be no rain, but there will be the plague with which Jehovah strikes the nations. This will be their sin. In the age of grace, God sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. But in the coming age of righteousness, those who do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles will not receive rain. This is righteous.